producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I didn't get to a lot of the news on InfoWars today. I kind of dropped the ball. I covered a lot of the other news, though. Lightsabers banned at Star Wars movie screenings because they are simulated weapons. See, they can't ban the weapons because there's a lobby for them, but they can ban the images of them. That's how mind control works. Expert, Russian Airbus may have been hijacked and blown up. Heat flash over Sinai, heard Colonel Schaefer, clearly a bomb on board. Illinois EPA, pumpkins must be managed to protect human health. They want to tax people that grow pumpkins. People thought I was joking last week when the Energy Department came out and said they don't grow pumpkins. I did a satire video on it. It's up on InfoWars.com. Right now, let's go to Greg in New Jersey. Thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. So here's a classic example of your problem reaction solution scenario. The New Jersey Department of Education is, you know, crying about, you know, they have poor test results to the students. So in 2010, they applied for a federal grant to create a database that tracks every single piece of data on the kids, including name, religion, social security number, health conditions, photo, etc. So they build a database, and then like magic, Democrats in the state assembly pass a bill authorizing the database in 2014.
How magical, and magically all the cars have boxes that track you as well and are getting ready to tax you. They just fell in the cars by accident.
That's it. It's like magic. Well, I kind of like blew the whistle on the whole operation. So now people are starting to find out that not only do they want to collect just the data on the kids while they're in school, now they want to make it mandatory to collect the student data after they graduate.
Yes, I'm glad you blew the whistle on that, because it's a nexus then with that kernel of info into everything else to build that data map. Great job, Greg. Did you put it on a website or something so folks can read about it?
It's already been on the state's big radio station at 101.5. It's going to be going into the paper shortly. There's also a special community activist groups.
You know, people ask me how I got involved. The truth was, by the end of high school, I was calling into talk radio shows and changing the whole topic, and then seeing snowball effects and actually defeating state bills just because I made a few calls. Literally, it causes a snowball. I'm nothing special. And that's why I did what I did, and I love what you did. I mean, I believe you did that. I remember reading about that just last week. You found out, you made calls, it caused a chain reaction, you made the spark. We salute you, Greg. Badass. Write an article about it. Send it to InfoWars.com. Jerry in Florida, go ahead. I think you're the last caller we got time for. Luke, maybe didn't get to him in the next segment, but Jerry, go ahead.
No, lucky me. Man, I hate following guys like that last guy because he does stuff, actually. I just talk about things.
No, talking about something does do it, because then you alert others. Go ahead.
Yeah. Listen, as far as the immigration thing goes, you know, a while back, I think it was sometime last year, you had a guy, I think his name was Amamato or something. He talked about a guy named, a couple people called Rosario and Ong, which is much like the Cloward Piven, but from the Asian side. And we're really seeing that now. So number one is coming from the Asian side. The other thing is, man, you do a pretty good Aquaman. You do better Aquaman than you do a Cobra Commander.
Really?
I think, yeah, you know, it's funny, though, is when we were kids and we played superheroes, my friend Steven was always Aquaman. And I thought, man, I was really gay, and then he turned out to be gay. So, man,
well, there you go. Who's gay?
My friend Steven. I don't think Aquaman was. I just thought it was because he had the tights.
Well, I mean, the writers can make Aquaman whatever they want because he's not. And now that Disney owns it, they're going to be anti-Tea Party, anti-family, whatever. The point is, it'd be one thing if they got a gay character. It's like all of them are gay. Every, you know, person is interracial in a relationship. You know, trannies with a king. I mean, it's a cultural takeover and a force feeding is my major issue with it. But what was his name? Ted Knight. He was the guy that did the Caddyshack voices, or he was the guy that played the Judge Smales in Caddyshack. He was the voice of Aquaman. And so I can do a pretty good Ted Knight imitation. But I have to kind of get warmed up into it. But meanwhile, back at the Hall of Justice, Gleek and others combine forces. Meanwhile, Apache Chief is out surveying in the Midwest what might be a strange alien craft. So I've got to kind of... You know, I've got the lines, I can do it, but I need to focus on that. That is my second career. I've actually made a living in voiceovers as a side issue. But I just don't have time to go do the auditions. So thank you for saying I do good voices. Yeah, I'm actually a highly paid voice actor. I just don't have time to do it. All right, David Knight's coming up. Charlene Luke, probably able to get to you. David Knight coming up.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Your liver can be full of fatty deposits, built-up toxins, and even dangerous objects known as liver stones. We worked with the top developers in the field of detox to take tried and true herbs and other compounds known to safely cleanse the liver and fuse it with the latest research and technological development on concentrating these ingredients to give you the maximum effect. Liver Shield is the only liver support product on the market that uses a patented Spigerex blend of powerful organic herbs that support detoxification. And when you visit InfoWarsLife.com, see the instructional video on how to do a 6-day liver detox. This isn't a game, and let me tell you, the results are dramatic. Liver Shield is totally organic and made of the safest high-quality herbs. But that said, you need to consult your physician before you do the full detox. Liver Shield can also be used daily by itself for overall upkeep of the liver. Secure your Liver Shield today exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com for the lowest price available. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at dollardanger.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardanger.com. Again, that's dollardanger.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
The Alex Jones Show. It's November 3rd, 2015. We're exactly 1 year away from the presidential election. And today we have some elections in various places. There's an election going on in Ohio. We're going to talk briefly about what's up with that. Looks like they're trying to set up a monopoly on marijuana.
Well, I thought we already did that with the war on drugs. Oh, that was a black market monopoly. Now the guys want to go legit, you know, like Michael Corleone. Let's take this out of the black market. Let's go into a strictly legal market, but let's still keep it a monopoly, because that's what prohibition always does. It creates monopolies. So they're going to create a prohibition monopoly that'll have a little bit of a different twist on it. So we'll talk about what's up with that. But I got this press release about the election that's being held in Texas today, specifically in Austin. There was a press release that came out from a variety of people, Travis County Citizens, Gray Panthers, and La Raza Roundtable. La Raza Roundtable is concerned, and I think they have a legitimate gripe here about the fact they're not printing results and tallies. They've been given instructions not to do that in violation, it appears, of state election laws. So they've been told at the polling places, do not print the results at each polling place, because they use those, election monitors use those to verify the state total. So I think they're absolutely right about that, but I had to scratch my head when I saw La Raza Roundtable talking about that, because, you know, it's racist if you want to authenticate the voters themselves. How do we support that? I mean, is it racist then to have regulations to require printing tallies so you can check those tallies? There's so many different places where election fraud can occur, and the first place it can occur is with people who aren't citizens voting. But LaRaza doesn't want us to validate or verify the voters, just the totals that they get at the local area. So I thought that was kind of interesting. We're also going to talk about what's going on in the Vatican. We have two new books this week that are exposing massive tales of mismanagement at the very least, but perhaps criminal actions, money laundering, market manipulation going on within the Vatican Bank. And what's the response of the Pope, who wants to tell us that we have to create a world government in order to stop climate change? That's a moral issue. That we have to redistribute wealth. That's a moral issue. Yeah, he's redistributing wealth, all right. And we're going to look at the details of that. So this same Pope, his response to the corruption that's going on there is to have the people arrested. So they're sitting in a Vatican jail right now. Same thing we see from our government. Whenever you've got a whistleblower exposing corruption and fraud and abuse and criminal actions, it's not the criminals who go to jail. It's the whistleblowers who go to jail. And that's what's happening in the Vatican. So we got a lot of different articles here that we're going to talk about. I want to go first to the caller who's still waiting for us, Luke in Arizona. You wanted to talk about social media. Go ahead.
Hello. Hi, David. It's good to speak with you. Yeah, I just wanted to bring to attention an article I saw on Drudge Report. The teen Instagram star speaks out about the ugly truth behind social media fame. She quit social media and posted a YouTube video, her final YouTube video, and a lot of the points that she made about why she, you know, how she felt empty, how it wasn't an end in itself, and all those things like that, they sounded a lot like the things that Alex classically says about social media and about how, you know, what it will do to you and how it can get into your brain and infect you. So I just wanted to bring that attention to people and thought maybe you guys might want to speak with her or talk to her, especially because, once again, it's very fresh, and she's kind of like a disillusioned, you know, part of the system.
Of course, when Matt Drudge was here, he talked about how social media was a ghetto to trap you in it, and Julian Assange has warned people, and I wish I had the exact wording of the quote. It's very well written. He said that basically Facebook has all of your friends wearing a wire for the government. They're going to take whatever you say on social media. They will misconstrue it, take it out of context, use it to attack you, perhaps arrest you, perhaps send a SWAT team to your house. You need to be aware of the fact that Facebook and all the social media has essentially been set up as a monitoring device, just like the rest of the internet. We can use it in some ways for good. We can use it to communicate and to expose things, but we also need to understand that they are watching. Thank you, Luke. Let's go to this issue here that's on the ballot today in Ohio. New York Times reports on the ballot, Ohio grapples with the specter of a marijuana monopoly, and they talk first to a guy who's been a member of a international cannabinoid research society. He's worked for decades. His life's work has been to stop the criminalization of marijuana, and he's going to vote against this because here's what they're going to do today. This is issue number 3 in Ohio. This proposed amendment is being bankrolled. This is the New York Times. By wealthy investors spending nearly $25 million to put it on the ballot and to sell it to the voters. If it passes, they will have exclusive rights to grow commercial marijuana in Ohio, and I would add, also to sell it. The proposal has strange bedfellows, coalition of opponents, law enforcement officers, doctors, state lawmakers, and others who warn that it would enshrine a monopoly in the Ohio Constitution. But see, they already did that 44 years ago, which is the black market monopoly. And nobody is asking the fundamental question, why do we have a government that prohibits anything? There's no power to do that under the Constitution. The federal government's war on drugs. It could be done at the state level. Constitutionally, the states have the power that they could prohibit stuff. I would think that people would vote a government like that out. But we haven't voted a government like that out for 44 years. I guess we really haven't had an opportunity because the two phony choices that were given every election are both in on the fix. And here's the fix. When we had alcohol prohibition, we had an amendment to the Constitution that was required to have alcohol prohibition. We've got two amendments out of 20-some-odd amendments, one to allow them to have the power to prohibit alcohol and a second one to take that away. They had to put that in because under the 9th and 10th Amendment, the federal government has no right to prohibit anything. They also don't have the right to force you to take vaccines. They don't have the right to withhold medicine from terminally ill patients. But we have allowed them to take that. We have allowed them to turn our lives into privileges that they grant to us, things that they dole out to us like we're children on an allowance. We have stood by and let them do that. Somebody has to point out that they have no legal authority under the Constitution to prohibit anything. The DEA needs to be shuttered tomorrow. And if we had somebody who cared a fig about the Constitution running for office at any level, they would talk about that. Now, when we look at this and we look at what these monopolists are trying to do in Ohio, understand this is what's going on throughout the country. We just had Marco Rubio acquired by billionaire Paul Singer for an undisclosed amount so far. As the New Yorker put it, he bought Rubio's first four-year contract with an option for an additional 4 years. That's the way these guys roll. And I want you to think about how Paul Singer gets his money, because this is the kind of guy, these are the kind of guys that are rolling the Trans-Pacific Partnership out. These are the guys that are working at a multinational level to establish corporate governance. This is a guy who, according to Wikipedia, has taken the state of Peru in 1996. He bought Peruvian debt for $11 million, and then he escalated that, adding interest charges and other fees, so he got it up to $58 million. When the dictator of Peru tried to get out, he confiscated his jet and said, "You can't leave the country until you pay me." That's the billionaire. That's Paul Singer talking. Okay. Even worse, with Argentina, what he did was he bought their debt for pennies on the dollar, quite frankly, about 10%. It was $630 million worth of debt that his company bought for $48 million. That's less than 10 cents on the dollar. And then what he did was he multiplied it with accrued interest to $2.3 billion. So in other words, what this guy's trying to do is get a 50-to-1 return on his investment, 5,000-to-1. As I pointed out last night, you know, we've all had seen these articles about the evil little hedge fund yuppie that bought that company, raised the price of the pill from $13.50 to, I forget what the amount was, but it was about a 5,000% increase. Everybody said, how can he get away with it? Well, he can get away with it because of the FDA, because of its rules, because it keeps competition out, even for generic drugs whose patent has expired. Now, subsequently, we had another company come in and say they were going to make that drug available because it's being used now for AIDS patients. They were going to make that drug available for $1 a pill instead of the $13.50 before the price increase. The reason they can do that is because there's an exception to the FDA rules that allows them to do that for AIDS. They can bypass the regulations that typically would be used to create a monopoly. So whether you're talking about the black market war on drugs, or whether you're talking about the Ohio monopoly that they're trying to establish with this ballot access, or whether you're trying to talk about the monopoly, the de facto monopoly that is established by the regulatory agencies that serve the pharmaceutical companies, it's called regulatory capture. That's the way this thing works, folks. All of this boils down to billionaires seeking to own and control everything. And here's this guy, Paul Singer, very active in Republican politics. He's a hardcore Zionist, as well as promoting gay marriage. And along with Sheldon Adelson, another Zionist, their main concern is, what's your position on Israel? They're far more concerned about the presidential candidate's positions on Israel than they are on protecting the United States. And that's the guy that has picked Marco Rubio. It's also rumored that he's won the Sheldon Adelson primary, but that hasn't been made known yet. But this is precisely the kind of control that we're going to be looking at once the Trans-Pacific Partnership, the Transatlantic Partnerships, are implemented through law. And, of course, the other thing that's going to be coming to us is going to be this climate treaty that they're going to be working on in less than a month in Paris. And as we look at the corruption in the Vatican, remember that this is something they tried 6 years ago in 2009 in Copenhagen, and they failed. One of the reasons that they failed was because they hadn't brought China on board. And many people were rightfully saying at the time, you're talking about global warming, but you're not going to do anything about China that has all of these, probably the dirtiest power plant facilities and the most, they're rapidly expanding these things exponentially in China. They're burning very dirty. You're not going to do anything to control China. So this time they brought China on, and instead of using people like Prince Charles as a mask, as a beard, they used the Pope. And they said, this is a moral issue. And when we come back, we're going to talk about the moral issues that the Pope refuses to address. We'll be right back.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern? There may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
Clean, pure drinking water. You can't survive without it. But where do you get it? Alexa Pure Pro is a brand new, groundbreaking, gravity-fed water filtration system that is like no other. The Alexa Pure Pro transforms water from virtually any fresh source into clean, healthy drinking water, pairing the unprecedented superfiltration power of an all-new gravity block core with a hybrid chromatic shell. It removes up to 99.999% of impurities, including bacteria, viruses, fluoride, disinfectants, volatile organic contaminants, and hormones. Filter capacity up to 5,000 gallons. Stainless steel construction. Easy assembly. Low maintenance. Replacement filters are simple to install. And now, as part of an exclusive limited-time introductory offer, you can save $20 off the retail price and get free shipping. This is a limited-time offer, so order your unit today and receive free shipping and $20 off. Go to InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Do you lay awake at night and worry about the health and safety of you and your loved ones? Do you wonder what would happen if you weren't able to get to a hospital or doctor? How can you keep your family safe against the deadly pathogens that are beginning to emerge in the world today? Give yourself peace of mind with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is turning heads around the world as a new weapon in the fight against bacteria, viruses, and fungus. Supernatural Silver can be taken internally or used topically to help the body's own immune system fight off disease much more effectively. Supernatural Silver has been tested at independent universities and laboratories around the world and has been proven to be safe and highly effective against some of the planet's deadliest pathogens. There is no better product to have in your home for daily use or emergency preparedness. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, use the code SILVER2015 for 20% off, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host in this fourth hour. I want to get back to this breaking Vatican scandal that has just come out. Several articles up on the Drudge Report about that. Before I do, I just want to let you know that the sale on the Liver Cleanse Pack will end tomorrow. But But today you can still get 25% off of the Liver Cleanse Pack. That is Oxy Powder plus Liver Shield. That's our liver cleansing formulation. Quite frankly, I was shocked to find what many people are saying came out of them. It's pretty amazing. Let me read you a couple of the reviews on our site. This is by Dane from San Diego. He says, the cleanse will blow you out. This is the real deal if you're trying to get rid of toxins in your system. I feel cleansed, rejuvenated, and clear. This is a no-brainer, a life-changer product. Another one from Angel in La Quinta, California says, I use this product for 6 nights. While taking the Liver Shield in the mornings, I noticed improvements in my eating habits. I felt energized throughout the whole day. Again, you can take a look at the information on our site. You can also, there's instructions there on how you would do a liver cleanse. But right now, today and tomorrow, you can get 25% off the Liver Cleanse Pack. And that includes the Liver Shield formulation and the Oxygen Colon Cleanser Oxy Powder. That ends tomorrow. Now, today what we found out is a Vatican scandal that is breaking just as we are seeing the push towards a climate treaty that's coming up beginning the end of this month through about the first 2 weeks of December. Two new books are opening up this week depicting a Vatican scandal with tales of mismanagement and greed. That's the way the AP reports this, such as sainthood causes that can cost $500,000. You understand that? You can buy a sainthood, it'll cost you $500,000, and that has implications for what we saw with the Pope's visit as well. One Monsignor allegedly broke down a wall of his next-door neighbor, who was a sick elderly priest, so he could expand his already palatial apartment. Now, this is the Pope that lectures us on the evils of private property, on the evils of a lack of compassion for the poor, tells us that we have to get rid of the system of free markets, of private property. We have to embrace socialism. Yeah. He can't manage his own house, and yet he thinks that global governance will be a solution. No, it's just going to be much, much worse. Now, what's going on with this? As far as the sainthood, they say the average price for beatification comes in at about $550,000. Some have gone as high as 750,000 euros. The causes of saintly candidates who don't inspire rich donors, meanwhile, can languish, okay? And that brings us back to what the Pope did when he was here. Remember how he canonized a very controversial missionary out in California? At the time, Archbishop Jose Gomez of L.A. said that the canonization of this guy, Sarah, the missionary, was, quote, the most important dimension of the Pope's visit to the United States. He said, this is a big story. The first Hispanic Pope is coming to America to give us our first Hispanic saint. This is not a coincidence, said the Archbishop. Others who were Native Americans point out that these missions that he set up ended up killing about 90% of the California Indians present at the time of the missionization. And yet they did this. Yet they made him into a saint, even bypassing the usual requirements of reported two miracles. The Pope waived that requirement. So the question I have, and the question I had at the time, and of course we know that there was a political agenda behind this. We know that he was pushing open borders, and he very explicitly did that with the canonization of that individual. And I guess since they're selling these beatifications, I guess there may be some billionaires who wanted to see that happen. We know there are billionaires like George Soros who are pushing open borders. Maybe they would not be above buying a sainthood to make that case because they brought the Pope here to make a moral case for global governance based on climate panic. Now, one of the books that's coming out on Thursday is called Avarice. Avarice, talking about the Vatican. It claims a foundation set up to support a children's hospital paid 200,000 euros towards the renovation of an apartment of the Vatican's number two at the time, Francisco Bertone. Bertone came under fire last year over the apartment, described in the book as a mega penthouse. Now, he replies that he paid for this out of his own pocket. The author of the book also said that nearly 400,000 euros donated in 2013 by churches worldwide to help the poor wound up in an off-the-books Vatican account. The books and this week's arrest, because, again, the whistleblowers who exposed this are now arrested, just like in America. Even though it's one of the smaller governments you'll find, the corruption doesn't change. They say it marks a new leak, a phase in the Vitaleaks scandal, which began back in 2012. If you remember, there was a butler who was arrested for exposing information there. Stay with us. We're going to be right back, and we're going to look at the details of how they propose to enforce these carbon limitations on us. They've already got the structure proposed in the draft document. We'll read you excerpts of that.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Most of the InfoWars radio listening audience is aware of the high quality, affordable firearms available that are made right here in America at HDFirearms.com. One of the most exciting things about HDFirearms.com is the ability to upgrade your AR-15 platform today. They call it their low profile platform, PVX muzzle brakes, proven to help control muzzle rise. 6061 billet material with Type 3 hard coating. Bolt carrier group for 308 and 556 ARs. Custom Kydex holsters, ideal for concealed carry with .080 thick Kydex to ensure durability. Most competitors' material use .060. Configure yours today at HDFirearms.com. And my favorite, single-stage trigger, a home run upgrade for your AR-15 and AR-10 platforms. Find out more at HDFirearms.com today or call 770-485-7015. That's HDFirearms.com or call 770-485-7015.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host, and joining me in this segment is Leanne McAdoo. We're going to talk about what's coming up tonight on the nightly news, as well as some breaking news. I want to continue with what's going on in the Vatican, because this is very, very relevant. This isn't Catholic bashing. Many people who are Catholic have asked why climate change is the number one priority of the Vatican. Many would say the only priority of the Vatican. And at the same time, he's preaching to us about the morality of climate change, telling us that we need to change our economic systems. We need to have everything politicized. We need to make decisions politically about economics and about other things. In other words, socialism is what he's telling us, folks. In many different ways, he's made that very, very clear. At the same time, he's pushing socialism as a moral cause. At the same time, he's pushing global governance as a moral cause. We have this massive scandal that's going on within his own fiefdom, within the Vatican, within the small nation state. He can't even control, if he's not a part of it, he can't even control and manage the tiniest nation state. And yet he thinks that global governance is the solution, the moral solution to everything. It's exactly the opposite of what the founders of this country and all of us understand is the real problem. But let me just tell you some of the other issues that are part of this. Of course, there's two people that were arrested today, a senior priest and an advisor. These are people who were brought in to take a look at the murky finances, as they put it, in Reuters for decades. They were brought in to investigate the bank. It's called the Institute for Works of Religion. And also the administration of the Patrimony of the Holy See, the APSA, which acted as its own financial powerhouse. That's something directly under the Pope. Now, they're being investigated for money laundering, for insider trading, for market manipulation. Do you think that this Pope that the whistleblowers have alleged is selling beatifications, in other words, sainthoods? Do you think the Pope who is selling sainthoods, who is accused of money laundering, insider trading, market manipulation, do you think that the Vatican could be making some money off of pushing this climate change deal? Because somebody is going to have to be paid. We're going to have to pay our taxes to somebody. Some of it will go to a world government, but most of this is going to be an indulgence that's paid to Al Gore and to others, and perhaps the Pope is edging his way in there to get a piece of that indulgence. Now, one last example, and then I'll get Leanne's comments on this. From May 22nd, 2000 to March 29th, 2011, so for 11 years, a guy named Natino, who served on the board of many Italian firms, okay, this is a guy, a big guy in business. He's on the board of directors of a lot of Italian companies, but he volunteers as an usher in the papal palace. And he winds up being the owner of one of these papal accounts, the APSA Portfolio 339, which consisted of four separate accounts. And the report speaks of the, quote, dubious origin and dubious final destination of the money in the closing of Portfolio 339. So they brought these investigations to Vatican's promoter of justice, kind of like their inspector general, I guess. The investigators asked the prosecutor to look into possible money laundering, insider trading, and market manipulation. Yeah, we should look into that when it comes to pushing global governance. And that's what they're going to be pushing at the Paris conference that's going to be beginning in November 30th and going for the first couple of weeks of December. This is something that is very, very risky, Leanne.
Right, getting ready to rumble over these carbon emission reductions. Now, you're talking about the papal slush fund, basically. Are we going to investigate Hillary Clinton's slush fund? The same type of thing. It's sort of the pay to play. And we have the lead author of the IPCC. He's environmental economist Richard Toll. Based on his data, here he's working with the IPCC, which is, of course, you know, part of the UN there, saying 25 years of failed global warming policies have actually just made us poor. So for most people, it has affected us, served to make most people a little poor. But those who benefit are those in politically favored industries or with connections to powerful politicians.
Oh, yeah.
We're seeing it again here with the Pope and now with this coming out.
He says the policies have failed, but what really has failed are their predictions, are right. Their models. They've had to go from man-made global warming to say, well, we've got climate change, and I think people are to blame. And now they've got, what's the latest term that they've come up with? You mentioned it earlier today.
Anthropogenic climate disruption.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, they're going to continue to come up with different, of course, that's essentially, they're calling it climate disruption,
climate
but it's
disruption.
Still man-made. Right. Yeah, exactly. Right. So what they've gone from global warming to climate change to climate disruption. And coming up, this conference is going to be in Paris, and they have just fired now the top French meteorologist. This was a guy who was very well known. He was the meteorologist on their biggest television station, the biggest French television station. And he came out in reaction, writing a book against climate alarmism, because one of the French ministers had brought all the weathermen together, the meteorologists, and said, I want you to push this climate change narrative. And he thought that was outrageous, and it is. But we saw the same thing when Rob Jacobson and I went to the American Meteorological Society meeting in Austin a year or two ago. There was a George Soros organization, that's how they got their funding, pushing the weathermen, saying, you are the people who can change public opinion about this. It's like, show me the science.
Right.
Don't lock up your data. I was part of a group that tried to get the raw data that Michael Mann and others were using. He was the guy that created the hockey stick that Al Gore used to such great effect. We said, show us the data. You only show us your conclusions. We want to see your raw data. No, no, no. They sued. They fought it in court. They fought it in the all the way through the Virginia court system. They won't even show you the raw data. But we now have seen that NASA has come out and said, no, the ice caps are actually growing. Yeah, you see more ice melting and releasing around the edges. But in other parts of the Antarctica, you've had such an increase that it's a net increase. It's not a net decrease. And they were trying to spin the data, again, by looking at one area and by saying, this is snowfall, it's not ice. And NASA came back and said, no, snowfall has been way below average. This is ice growth here. So on and on and on. You can take the information and you can continue to spin it, to try to create alarmism so that you can pass your end goal, which is global control, global governance.
Do you think at some point they're going to realize that with the internet, they can't continue lying to us? They're going to have to start dealing in truth? Or, I mean, is that just a big push to control the information?
That's a good point. And I don't really know where this is going to be put. There's a lot of people who aren't buying the narrative. Mm-hmm. And that's why they're concerned. That's why they want the meteorologists. And that's why they fired the top meteorologist in France, is because they're trying to push this on public opinion. But let me read to you the statement from 6 years ago at Copenhagen. And this is the guy, the scientist, Schellenhuber, who is the principal advisor to the Pope. He is the common thread with all this. He was part of the Earth League that Prince Charles put together. He's on the Vatican Scientific Advisory Board. He wrote the encyclical earlier this year during the summer for the Pope. But he said back in Copenhagen, 2009, he said, let me conclude with a daydream about key institutions that could bring about a sophisticated version of the conventional, quote unquote, world government notion. So he's self-revelant. You know, he's talking about this is world government. He said we could do it with an Earth constitution, a global council, and a planetary court. I can't discuss these institutions in any detail here, but I'll get to them later. Well, now we know what those details are.
Right.
Because New American broke the story this last weekend. There's a draft out there of this agreement that they're going to have. And they pointed out that they're calling for an international tribunal of climate justice. There's two options. One of them will be very rigid compliance enforcement, and then the other one will be less rigid. But the one that's less rigid doesn't really have any details in it. The one that's going to be very rigid looks like that's what they're going to go with, because that's the one that they've come up with details on. If you look at the option that is just kind of, well, we're going to advise and pressure people, they say, well, that committee shall consist of X number of members. They don't even know. But if you go down and look at the one that is going to have a compliance mechanism, option number two, they have it. They say it's going to be 12 members. We're going to break up the world into this many different regions. We're going to have a two-thirds majority that's going to do this. And here's the key, Leanne. Not only have they broken this down and saying they're going to have a 12-member panel that is going to dictate to people and make them comply with this, but the developed countries will have an enforcement branch. But the developing countries, the smaller countries, will have a facilitative branch. So we're going to get the iron fist, but the smaller countries will get a facilitative branch, and they will get subsidies from us. So not only are they going to shut down our industry, not only are they going to make our energy costs more expensive to where we're going to have pensioners like they do now in Germany who are dying from the cold because they can't afford to heat their house. And not only are they going to destroy the quality of life for us, but they are going to make us subsidize this for the smaller countries. And they're going to make sure that the smaller countries are well represented in these 12 members. That's the way this thing is going to break down.
I mean, this sounds completely psychopathic. Who comes up with these ideas? And then you have these successful countries like Germany or Sweden or other places now being infiltrated with this huge mass migration crisis. So you were an example of a successful country, and now we're going to destroy you because it's the only way that this plan can take place. They're blaming it on climate change, of course, overlooking the George Soros influence and other globalists who are destabilizing these regions, but blaming it on climate change, that's what's going to continue this massive influx. But it is part of this huge plan.
Well, if you look at every legislative agenda that's coming out right now, whether it's these trade treaties or whether it's this climate treaty, they are all looking at globalization.
Mm-hmm.
They're all looking at getting rid of borders, getting rid of culture in the name of multiculturalism, taking our property in the name of compassion. And they're coming up with these compliance mechanisms that are going to transfer wealth at the national level. But then they're using the open border situation to transfer wealth at the local level. to kick people out of their homes while they create refugee areas for the people that they're bringing in. So everywhere you look at this, they are setting up not only the transnational mechanisms to do this, but they've got corporations who are going to be insinuating themselves. When they talk about this trade agreement, they're talking about nations and stakeholders. When they talk about nations and stakeholders, they're talking about the big billionaires who are going to be making the money off of this.
Right.
That's there's no reason. And of course, we're not stakeholders in this. We don't have a stake in the future if this stuff goes through. This is something that's going to be run by the billionaires, just as we see with these trade partnerships. Everybody was concerned. One of the things they were concerned about was they were going to own everything, set up a monopoly on everything by extending their patents, and they were going to have a transnational group that was going to be at the level or above the nations. And I would say that they're already above the nations if they can dictate
right.
to the legislatures like they've done here in America, you can't talk about this trade agreement. Here we are. Yesterday was 4 weeks since they finished the Trans-Pacific Partnership. We were told by Paul Ryano that we couldn't see that until they got it finished because they were negotiating it. Well, show us where it is. We know they're going to hold this until the holidays, and they're probably going to ram this through when everybody...
Black Friday or something.
Exactly. Everybody's going to be happy. You know, they're going to be doing their Christmas and their New Year's stuff, and they're going to ram it through like they did the Federal Reserve on us because this is the next level.
Right, and they must be planning something really big because in 2016 they're planning for an extra long summer break. And we know how they love to ram things through and then take a nice long break to let the dust settle after they do. So we know 2016 is definitely going to be a very big year. But, I mean, you were pointing out yesterday just the size of the government in 2004, if we just backed it up and went back there, how we could solve our debt problem.
That was something Harry Brown did very effectively the 2 times he ran for president as a Libertarian candidate. He said, what does the personal income tax contribute percentage-wise to the revenue stream? Well, today, that's about 36%. And Harry's insight was to say, what if we got rid of the income tax? What if we got rid of the IRS as far as personal income tax goes? Just have a zero flat tax, okay? Nobody pays any tax. How far back would you have to cut government in order to not increase the deficit any faster than we're doing each time? And the answer is, today, you would have to go back to 2004. Could we live with the government that was the size it was in 2004 to get rid of the income tax completely, right, to have a zero tax rate for all of us? And I think we could.
Yeah, and we see how overgrown the government has become and largely incompetent the larger that it grows. And yet this is the plan to rule the entire world in this way. And it's a failure.
And it's a corporate plan. It is corporate cronyism at the global level. And that's what's so worrying about this. And they're about to ram through all of these treaties, and they may treat this Paris situation as a fast track for the treaties as well. When they ran through the procedure for trade promotion authority, that really opened the door to a lot of things besides just the TPP and the TTIP, and it does it for 6 years. Very, very dangerous times that we're living in. Things could be changed incredibly quickly, and they could reorder society on an international level just like that.
Absolutely.
And that's what they're about to do.
I know one of the big things as well, I was reading this morning just about how the Apple Pay, how this is going to be something huge, is going to completely alter the way that people use cash and money and everything. Mm-hmm. We will no longer need credit cards. So, the poor credit card companies, they're going to go out of business here with this Apple Pay and then Google and these others. But, of course,
people running it.
Yeah, and it's going to come away from our telephones. Mm-hmm. To, of course, the implantable chips. That'll be next because, you won't lose those implantable chips. And so it is all just a part, step by step, moving us closer to global governance and being able to be controlled and contained in this borderless world, which is, of course, the wonderful, all the kids now that are being indoctrinated with socialism, they really are pushing for this borderless world because, on the one hand, we should all be free. We shouldn't be told where we can go and where we can't go. Mm-hmm. But that's not the agenda of the rulers. It's not for us all to be free to go where we want.
We talk about their global agenda. Again, it's not just this climate treaty that's about to come up in less than a month, but it's also what they did back in September, about the time when the Pope was here. And that was when they passed the 2030 agenda at the UN. Michael Snyder had a great article yesterday breaking down one of the details in that, because it's a very large document. There's a lot of bureaucratic doublespeak. And, the way they do this is the last person awake wins, because they try to put you to sleep reading these documents. They're very dense. They're very thick. They got a lot of bureaucratic talk in it. But what he did was he went down to the section 16.9, one of their goals, by 2030, provide legal identity for everyone, including birth registration globally. And he points out that they've already selected, the UN has already selected, a place where they're going to store all of this in Geneva, Switzerland. They've selected a vendor who is going to do all this. And this is what I thought was also very interesting, Leanne, because it shows again, yet again, how this is all tied together. This isn't our conspiracy theory connecting the dots, that the open borders are connected with global governance and everything. They tied this together. You know how they're justifying getting biometric data on everyone from birth and storing it for the United Nations in Geneva, Switzerland? It's the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees. It's because of the refugees we need to have this.
Yeah.
We need to track these people. And we've already got them disappearing in Germany. So all of this stuff is tied together. It's a globalist agenda. And now they have opened it up overtly. It's been covert in many ways, but we could see what their broad goals were. But now we're seeing the detailed plans. We've got names, places, concrete goals, time frames. Everything is there. We just have to get the public to wake up to what's going on before this is too late.
Yeah, and it absolutely is pushing that way, you know, to where it is going to be too late. People do need to wake up. When we get back, we'll talk a little bit about this model quitting Instagram.
Yeah.
But more people need to do this.
Yeah, let's talk about that. We'll also talk about Donald Trump. I actually like his VA program. This is something that is very simple. It's something that would work. That's one of the good things that can come out of presidential campaigns, solutions. And Donald Trump has a great solution for this. Many people know I'm not a fan of Donald Trump, but I'm a fan of what he's talking about here. Very simple. We'll be right back.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Alex Jones here. InfoWarsStore.com is now partnering with the top-of-the-line storable food company, My Patriot Supply, to bring you the highest quality, freshest, longest-lasting, most affordable storable foods, private labeled, from InfoWarsSelect.com at the lowest price you're going to find anywhere. The globalists want us dependent. We need to be self-sufficient. And if you don't have high-quality, long-lasting, storable foods, I believe you're making a huge mistake. My goal is to find the best deals and bring it to you. Now is the time to take action and to secure your pantry for any emergency. You can buy all the great My Patriot Supply products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're the exact same products inside InfoWarsSelect.com. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com today to check out the amazing deals for yourself. Secure you and your family's needs today at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. That's InfoWarsSelect.com or 888-253-3139.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern? There may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
He's bound and down, loaded up and trucking.
to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and joining me now is Leanne McAdoo. We've been talking about what's going on in the Vatican, the move to create a world government based on climate alarmism. Leanne is going to break down for us what we're going to be talking about, what she's going to be covering tonight on the nightly news, as well as what a caller was referring to earlier about the model who quit. Was it Instagram? Was that...
Basically, her whole social media existence. Mm-hmm. She just decided she let all of her followers know. She had nearly 1 million people following her on different social platforms, and she was letting everyone know that her life as an online Insta celebrity was dishonest, contrived, and she wants young people to disconnect and stop constantly being absorbed by this digital media because it's fake.
Yeah.
And she was just explaining she spends 50 hours a week just putting on clothes just because she gets paid for it and spending, you know, taking hundreds of selfies just to get that perfect thing to make you feel like, oh, I want to be her. Her life is so perfect. And she just was feeling really empty.
Yeah.
And, I mean, this is important because young people are getting plastic surgery so they can look good in their selfies on Instagram, something that doesn't even
mean because
anything.
They're living a plastic existence.
Right. It's completely unreal. It's totally fake. And a new survey found that teens aged 13 to 18 spend more than 9 hours a day on social media and their different entertainment media. And so, I mean, these are kids that are now 13 to 18, and then they're going to go out and vote.
Yeah.
So their whole life, they've been absorbed into a completely false version of reality. And then we're asking them to go, and no wonder that they'll vote for socialists, communists. I mean,
it's very concerning, as you mentioned, their judgment, but also very sad for them as individuals that they don't have a relationship with people.
Right.
A one-to-one relationship. These social media relationships are not real relationships, folks. There's something that is much, much richer out there for you. I wanted to talk real quickly and get your take on this, Leanne. I saw a couple of things come out from Donald Trump over the weekend that I thought were pretty amazing. One of them was he lays out a plan to reform the VA. He said he would institute policies that would see the Veterans Affairs, the VA facilities, competing with non-VA hospitals. He said that under his plan, any veteran could go to a doctor that accepts Medicare or receives care.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's a very, very simple way to fix this problem. It's called competition and choice.
Right.
You know, he says, I'm not going to get rid of the VA. I just want to supplement it. And if they are going to make people wait inordinate amount of times for health care, then fine. Let people take these government vouchers. The government is paying for it anyway. Just honor the contract that you created with the veterans for health care. Just honor your contracts. And once we get them to honor their contracts that they created to the veterans, maybe we can move to the next step, get them to honor the contract they have with all of us, the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, that sort of thing.
Exactly. Well, and I also like how he continues to point out how the TV networks shouldn't be raking in all the dough from these contrived debates, that mm-hmm. they should be putting some money back into the VA.
True.
Are the ones that are protecting their freedom of speech.
But I think it highlights that there are some very, very simple solutions that are out there. I know when the Pope was here, one of the things that they did with that stage, you know, that was staged with that little kid who gets through all the tight security, because let me tell you, that security was tight. You don't get in there unless somebody lets you. So they push this little kid forward, and he goes up and gets a kiss or something from the Pope, and they wanted to talk about the Dreamers parental, the DAPA instead of the DACA. There's a Dreamers program for the children. There's also one for the parents. And they said, well, we want Obama to extend this. You have to understand, all this amnesty stuff is being done by executive order.
Right.
And all these people pushing back on Trump saying, well, we're not going to do this, we're not going to do that. He would have, and any other president would have, the ability to do that and to shut that down by revoking those executive orders. Well, that's it for today's show. Join us tonight at 7 Central for the nightly news. Leanne McAdoo will be hosting. That's 8 p.m. Eastern. And we'll be back tomorrow with Alex Jones on the Alex Jones Radio Show at 11 Central.
For listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.